alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you desire, and I long to worship thee. You are my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are my king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of. Let's sing with all our hearts this morning. And you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone made my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to
That's my desire this morning. Amen. I got just a few prayer requests, and we'll ask Brother Terry to come and pray over these. Just a few requests. Continue to pray for Sister Vicki Arndt. I think she got sick here at the service last night. She's home, but still having some stomach cramps, not feeling well. Also, continue to pray for Brother David Nunley. He's in ICU with pneumonia, testing for other complications. So let's remember Brother David, Brother Daniel's twin brother. Let's pray for him. Testimony. Sister Judy Dyer wants to thank the Lord Jesus for touching me on Friday. I had severe nausea from surgery. So she appreciates the Lord's touch there, and she wants to thank her brothers and sisters for the prayers. So we appreciate that. Sister Jennifer Newsom, sick with a bad sinus infection and vertigo. Sister Deanna Glenn turns that in. Also, Cody Bellinger, homesick with fever, not feeling well. Please remember him in prayer. So let's stand together as Brother Terry comes, and let's take these knees to the Lord.
That little clip that we saw, I think, is probably one of the best definitions of what it is to be a Christian that I've ever heard. Wonderful. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, how thankful we are to be identified with the risen Savior. Lord, we're so thankful to be identified with one who God become man and took our place at Calvary. Lord, if I could take one little sketch out of that little clip, how he said that God didn't send Jesus Christ to bring us up out of hell and take us into heaven, but God sent Jesus Christ to take God out of heaven and put him back in man. That's the reason we're under the Melchizedek order priesthood now, the power of an endless life. Lord, it's such a privilege to where we're at this particular time. Lord, under this ministry, under this revelation, you sent us the prophet of Malachi 4 to give us an understanding of recognizing really who we are and the purpose of Christ and for the purpose of mankind to being reconciled back to Almighty God. How thankful we are, dear Jesus. As our brother said last night, truly we're ambassadors, and what ambassadors really entail and what we are, Lord, recognizing who we are. We give you praise and honor and thanksgiving, Lord, because we're seeing and beginning to see who really we are and our purpose here on this earth. God, may we fulfill that, and may our lives be a testimony of Jesus Christ walking in shoe leather again. We love you, Lord. I pray, God, you come into the service, meet our needs, Lord. Give us instruction, information. Give us the things that we need, revelation most of all. I pray for Sister Vicky, who was sick last night, is at home. I pray that you'd just touch her, give her a speedy recovery in her body. Brother David Nunley, touch him, Lord, and give him recovery in his body, Lord. Every request, I'm sure they were each one, if they were to raise their hands, they'd have a request on a heart, perhaps someone outside the ark of safety. We don't have but a few more days or months or perhaps whatever it might be until this whole world turns into chaos. You're taking your bride out of here and tribulation sets in upon this world. We see it on every corner, on every hand. How much plainer does it have to get for people? Lord, may they wake up. God bless your children this morning as we come to you, Lord, and may the divine life of Christ be more manifested in our life. I pray you anoint brother, our brother to speak, Lord, and give him those things that we would be had need of. Anoint him to speak. May you not have to search for words, but I pray that just may they come flowingly as you speak to your children. We ask these things. We give you praise and we love you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Terry. You can be seated this morning. Let's sing that song, I'd Rather Have Jesus. And you know, let's make sure we don't honor him with our mouth and praise him with our lips and our heart be far away from him. Let's see what a difference we can make in this service this morning if we do these things from our heart, with all our heart. Let's do that this morning.
Oh, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have you, Jesus, than any house or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain.
remain and not be able to call on you, Lord. Then to be held in sins, drinks away. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords to. Let's sing that chorus together again. Help me sing it. Than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sins to drench away. I'd rather have you, Jesus, than sing that first verse again. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus in houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be like to come and get the offering. Amen. We got just a couple of announcements to make this morning. First off, this Wednesday night there will not be a service, so no church on Wednesday the 27th. And then I think the Vons have a song for us. Some of them aren't Vons anymore, but and I think Isaiah's playing the piano while they sing, so I think that's a first. So a lot of talent in that family. Appreciate them using it here this morning. Let's sing Wasn't That Love, an F. Let's sing that together. Well, in the town of Bethlehem, God came down to visit man. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? In your pain and loneliness, as he wore that robe of flesh, wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? How he left his home above to die on Calvary, just to save someone like me. Every day crucified, but he knew that he came to die.
Great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. I will call.
Call upon your name.
pastors without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Was beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and I'm so glad that y'all are going to be doing a lot more of that. Family harmony is just impossible to beat. We appreciate that. And Aaron Vaughn, we appreciate you not trying to get in on that. We appreciate that. Let's all stand and sing as Brother Andrew Glover's coming in to preach for us this morning. Let's sing that Multiplied together this morning.
God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky, this hallelujah.
loud. Help me sing it, Harry.
God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky. These hallelujahs be multiplied. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering across the sky, these hallelujahs be multiplied.
Do you love him this morning? Give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people that praise a lot of things, but amen, he is worthy. Above every idea, above every Hollywood superstar that the world can produce, God is worthy to be praised. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but I believe like Psalms 150 says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. He got breath this morning, so we ought to praise him then. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Richard, this morning. If you have your Bibles, we'll go straight to the Word, St. Matthew 28. Verse 5, we greet you today in the name of the Lord. And just say again, we certainly appreciate Brother Donnie for giving us an opportunity and invitation to come and stand here this weekend. And I spoke with him this morning, and he said to greet the church for him. So I definitely want to do that. And I just appreciate Brother Donnie and his friendship. And he's been a real friend to me, and I really appreciate that. And a man of God that will preach the Word without compromise, without fear, without favor, but just preach what the Word says. Amen. Amen. I thank God for that. And amen. I certainly trust something was said last night to be a blessing to you and help to you and encouragement. You know, I just when the Lord gives you a thought, you know, you just try to follow the leading of God. And that's what I want to do. And if I can be an encouragement or help to anybody, that's my desire. So may God bless you this morning. St. Matthew 28, verse 5. So while we're here, we might as well have church. We got up, got dressed, hopefully brushed your teeth. We might as well have church this morning. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Also, we'd like to read Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The Bible says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. My, isn't that good? Amen. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord, for the reading of your word, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your spirit that we feel here among us this morning, God. And Lord, we just pray that as we would, as we've sung songs of Zion, Lord, and we've heard the words of encouragement, Lord, and we've prayed over prayer requests, Lord. And Father, but now we come to the breaking of the bread, Lord. And I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ that your spirit would just move me aside, Lord. Lord, I pray you would anoint me afresh, Father, today, Lord, to speak your word. But Lord, if you only anointed me, what good would it do to people, Lord, if you don't anoint them to receive it? So Father, I pray today that your spirit would come, Lord. I pray if there be any sick among us today, Lord, I pray your spirit would heal them, Lord. I pray if there be anybody bound, Lord, I pray you would set them free today, God. I pray if there'd be anybody discouraged today, Lord, I pray that the power of God would encourage them today, Lord, that when they would leave this building today, they could say, I was down, but now I'm up. I was discouraged, but now I'm encouraged, Lord. It won't be nothing I do, Father. It'll be all that you do today, Lord. So come, Father, and have your way, Lord. I pray that you just have have the uttermost seat in the building today, Lord. And may we worship you today, Father. Come, have your way among us, we pray. Bless your people here today, God. Bless Brother Donnie, Lord, and Sister Carol, Father. Is there a way, Lord? Bless the meeting there at Brother Fred's, Father. Just give them a good time in your word this morning, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name. And the church said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. May be seated. Thank you, brother. You love the Lord this morning.
Amen.
By the help of the Lord, I want to speak to you this morning on the sun is up. The sun is up.
Amen.
Do you believe it this morning?
Amen.
Now the Bible says here that, and the angel answered and said unto them, women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. So they were actually seeking Jesus. Amen. Now we said last night that God seeks after man, and truly he does. But there comes a time that you want more of God. There comes a time that you want more of the power of God in your life, and you'll actually go to see Jesus. You know, this morning I believe we'd have a good service here among us this morning if we would come seeking Jesus. Amen. If we would come seeing what he will say to us, because I can stand up here and say words, but without God, we're here in vain this morning. But I do believe if you come seeking Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, I guarantee you this morning, you will not leave here defeated. You will not leave here bound, because you've come looking for Jesus. Amen. And this morning, I believe that as the bride of Jesus Christ, we are looking for one thing, and that is to see God's word manifested among us once again in this hour, simply because Jesus has promised he would be here. And they said, he is not risen, or he's not here, for he is risen. So notice they were actually seeking it. And the Bible actually says, why seek ye the living among the dead? So they were actually seeking life in a graveyard. But I want you to know this morning, I've not come to the graveyard. Amen, Brother Amos. I've not come to the graveyard this morning. I have come to the tabernacle of Almighty God. And I am not seeking death this morning. I am seeking Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. So this is not the place where the Lord is, but this is the place where the Lord lay. And I say this morning, friends, that the power of God, and the Bible says in Romans 8:11, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. So the same, oh hallelujah, the same spirit that went in the graveyard that day and rose Jesus right up out of that tomb is the same spirit here this morning that's wanting to move among us this morning. It's the same spirit. It hadn't changed. It hadn't gotten weaker. It's just got stronger. Thank you for the welcome. Amen. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. So notice this spirit's not just visiting. This spirit's not just coming. But this spirit actually longs to dwell in the hearts of the believers. I tell you this morning, friends, God longs more than just to meet you on Sunday morning. He longs more than just to meet you on Wednesday night and Saturday night. He don't just want a Sunday morning visitation. He wants custody. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants everything we've got. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. The same spirit that anointed the body of Jesus and raised it from the dead is here this morning anointing us. Amen. Microphone tear up, I'm still going to preach. Amen. Ye also, now listen to this, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable by Jesus Christ. So here the Bible says that we are to be lively stones. Now look at this word lively. The word lively means to live, to breathe, to be among the living. Oh, hallelujah. Not lifeless, not dead, to enjoy real life.
Amen.
Amen. To have true life and worthy of the name of Jesus Christ. Active, blessed, endless in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Lively stones.
Amen.
I need to switch, Brother Michael.
Still with me? To have true life and worthy of the name, active, blessed, endless in the kingdom of God, to live past life in the manner of living and acting. He says, living water, having vital power in itself and exerting the same upon the soul, to be full, to be fresh, to be strong, to be efficient, to be powerful. So that is what we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be lively stones that have been quickened by the power of Almighty God. Now the prophet of God said in Hebrews chapter, in the Hebrews series, he says, oh, may God drive that home in this tabernacle this morning. I pray the Holy Spirit will sink that so deep into your heart. We ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we've heard. So we're not just supposed to hear these things and say, well, that was good to be in the house of God. But we are actually to hear these things and apply them to our lives so that we can become what the Word says we can become. He says, the type of people ought we to be when we see the great Jehovah come down and do things that He does and see them compared scripture by scripture, that they are the truth. And we sit around sometimes like warts on a log. And just so unconcerned. He said, we ought to be busy every minute trying to get people to Christ. We ought to be lively stones. So we're not to come to church and just sit there. Oh, come on, friends. We're not just to come to church and just take up space on a pew and say, well, mark me up. I made it this Sunday morning. But we are actually supposed to come to the house of God and be lively stones among the believers of God. He said, we just sit there like warts on a log and just so unconcerned. He said, we'll go up to church and we'll see the Lord Jesus do something or bless us in a such a way. And then we'll go back and say, very nice meeting. Amen. You see that all the time. Watch God heal somebody. Can I testify the Lord healed me? I don't want to get too emotional. Oh. But he said, don't sit there like warts on a log. He said, to be lively stones, to actually have life in you, to be excited about it. Oh, friends, this morning, I want you to know we ought to come in the house of God and we ought to be excited about it. We ought to be jumping up and down. We ought to be clapping our hands. We ought to be singing songs to God. We ought to be lively stones that have been quickened by the same Spirit that raised Jesus out of the dead. Psalm 119:50 says, this is my comfort in my affliction. Listen what he says. David says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. So his comfort and his affliction was the fact that the word of Almighty God had quickened him. And you ought to take courage this morning, little bride, that in this late hour, we have been quickened by the word of God. And when we are in affliction, when we are in times of distress, we ought to take comfort knowing that the word of God has quickened our hearts. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Look at this word quicken. To live, to have life, to remain alive, to sustain life. To live prosperously, live forever, be quickened, be alive, be restored to life. And this next one, I pray somebody get it. And be restored to life and health from sickness. So we're not always supposed to be sick. Well, I guess this is just my lot in life. No, it's not. You don't have to accept that lie of the devil. You don't have to accept what Satan says. You don't have to, as Brother Jules says, sign for that box of rattlesnakes. He said, I am the Lord God that hath quickened you to restore you back to life, to restore you back to health. To be quickened from sickness, from discouragement, from faintness, from death, to restore to life. Now he says, we're in time past. You walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Listen, among whom also we had our conversation. In times past. in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature. Reach with me, somebody. And were by nature the children of wrath. As we said last night, it does not say by seed. It says by nature were the children of wrath, even as others. But we could preach all day long on verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy. Oh, brother, sister, that is the power of God to break every chain, to destroy every dark spirit, to destroy the kingdom of darkness. But God, who is rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Woo! Somebody say amen. Amen. So the position of the believer is in heavenly places. So I wonder how they act in heavenly places. Brother Ram says, I was studying this last night. Look, the reason we are lively stones is because we have been quickened. And if you're not lively, you may not have been quickened. Oh, don't get quiet on me now. Amen. Amen. We are lively stones because there was something there to quicken. Why did Brother Branham say in the church age book, you were reborn because there was a seed there to be quickened by the Spirit of God. Because at non-seed there is nothing to quicken. Oh, you may feel like you're the lowest person in the church. You may feel like nobody knows you or nobody sees you. But if you've got a seed of God in your soul and you have been quickened, you ought to be jumping up and down. You ought to be praising God that God chose you. Amen. Prophet of God says, strange thing, everywhere Jesus is, there's a lot of noise. Everywhere Jesus is, there's a lot of noise. But Bible says, I don't know why it is, but it's a sign there's life there. Woo! Come on, somebody. There is a sign that there is life there. The Bible says, you know, when the priest went into the holy place, he had a pomegranate and a bell. He had to make a noise. He had to make a noise. Got to know he's there. He had to make a noise so that people could understand he was still alive. He had to make some kind of noise, oh brother, sister, so that people would know he's alive. And I wonder sometimes when we hear the revelation of Jesus Christ and we just sit there with our arms folded, well, it's just real deep. Are you really alive? Because when you got some noise, it shows you're alive. Amen. Brother Bram said he had to make a noise so that people could understand he was alive. He said, I think some of these churches need to be buried. He said, they're dead a long time ago. He said, you don't hear no noise at all. He said, it's like a morgue instead of a lively place, a place on fire for God. Now, when I got here this morning, I purposely took time and looked at the sign to make sure that that sign didn't say Happy Valley Funeral Home. And when I saw the sign, it did not say Happy Valley Funeral Home. It said Happy Valley Church. It said Happy Valley Church of Jesus Christ. So you know what? This ain't a morgue this morning. Oh, come on somebody. This ain't a funeral home this morning. At funeral homes you sit around and you don't smile. At funeral homes you sit around and you don't have no joy. But this ain't a funeral home this morning. This is the house of God. This is the place where God meets his children. He He said it's like a morgue instead of a lively place, a place on fire for God. I don't know about you, but I don't go to funeral homes and hang out. There ain't nothing there for me. But I do go places, Brother Jim, where there is life, because I've got life and they got life. And when life and life gets together, guess what? They have life. Oh, hallelujah. They have church. Why? Because we are lively stones. The sun is up this morning. Brother Branham said he was talking about Moses on the backside of the desert. He said he was just as full of doctrine as he could be. Brother Branham says he could teach them some theology. He knew the seven seals. He knew Sunset Mountain. It's funny, some people been to Sunset Mountain, ain't been to Mount Calvary. Woo! Ouch! Oh! Amen. That's free of charge. He could teach them some theology, but one day out there, he saw something on fire. He saw something on fire. And Brother Branham said it kindly attracted him. That's what it needs today, is a church on fire to attract some of these Moseses around here somewhere, to attract some of these sinners. Brother Branham says, it takes a fire to give an attraction. It takes a fire to give an attraction. He said, you let a scream go out up the street, a fire. He said, everybody jump in their car and try to follow it. There's something attractive about a fire. He says there's something attractive about a fire. What we need tonight is the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. What we need tonight is the Holy Ghost and fire that'll attract the believer that sees something. So I ask you this morning, what's the attraction of this church? A lot of times people base attraction upon the music. Thank God for it. Some people place attraction upon the building. Thank God for it. But this morning, the attraction of this church, Brother Amos, should not be the pews. It should not be the pretty carpet. It should not be the fine walls. It should be that sons and daughters of God are on fire for God. And people ought to leave here and not say, I was bored to death, but they ought to run out those doors screaming, fire, fire, the house of God's on fire. Amen. Brother Branham said, women, don't be like the world. Don't dress like the world. Don't be these modern things and all this stuff that they're doing. Keep away from it. You're a daughter of the King. He said, gentlemen, you brethren, you don't have to be beat down and pushed off to the corner. You're the sons of God. He said, yes, stand up now, your chest out, and meet it. He said, we are expecting God to do something for us. We are expecting God to do something for us. Brother Bram says he can't do nothing for us when we're all just drooping around like something about half dead. Heard a brother say one time, he said somebody died in the message church and they carried four people out before they got the right one. We're just drooping around like something about half dead. He wants a lively church. He wants the members in there to be lively stones, built up into a house of faith. Believe him, accept him, taking his word. Brother Branham says, now you say, well, I have a great reputation. Brother Branham, I'm a businessman. I play cards at my society. He says, I don't care what you have, brother. There's not a greater society in the world than the society of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm so glad there ain't classes in this bride. I said, I'm glad there ain't classes in this bride. The world puts people in classes of high class, low class, no class, middle class. But I'm glad God's got one class, and that is the elected, predestinated seed of Almighty God class. It don't matter if you're black, white, yet, rally, big, little, whatever you are, it don't matter. God's got one class, and I'm glad to be a part of it this morning, because I am a lively stone that has been quickened. Amen. Woo! I think some of y'all's getting in the spirit. Well, might as well, we got something to be happy about.
When people go somewhere, they get in the spirit of what they're going to do. Here, back in September, me and my Uncle Matthew, we just drawed down here to hunt at Holston Defense Army Ammunition Plant. We got there real early that morning. I'd never been on a draw hunt like that, so I really didn't know what to expect. I'd never been in a place with that many hunters at one time. But I was in there, and when I walked in there, it was the oddest thing, Brother Amos. They weren't talking about football. They weren't talking about basketball. They weren't talking about politics. Guess what they're talking about? Hunting. You know why? Because it's fixing to go hunting. Y'all just sit there. I'll preach myself happy. Amen. They were fixing to go hunting, and they were getting in the spirit of hunting. Come on, somebody. They were, and then one man stood up, and he began to talk. And he didn't get up and give the latest statistics on the NBA. He didn't get up and give the latest statistics on the NFL. He got up and he started talking about how many deer he had seen around there. He started talking about the big bucks that were running around there. And you would have seen people's eyes get big around. You know why? Because they were getting the spirit of hunting. And we ought to come to the house of God. And when the preacher gets up and says there's healing in the camp, we ought to jump up and say that's for me. When the preacher says you can be saved, we ought to jump up and say that's for me. Because I'm getting the spirit of worship. Because I am a lively stone. I'm not some twice dead plucked up by the roots. Oh no, friend. You've got the wrong character here. I have been quickened from the dead in the trespasses of my sin. Almighty God has quickened me. I'm getting ready for a rapture. Amen. That ought to make you shout, brother, to know that we have been quickened from the dead. Amen. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he stood up and he said, and this year, we've got a big population of big bucks. My, to Hunter, that sounds good. Amen. Oh, don't get dignified. And when he said that, and when he began to talk about how many pointers he had saw, and I'm watching people's eyes get big around. They're probably looking at me too. Why? Because they're fixing to go after them deer. And I say to you this morning, we ought to stand up and say there's devils in the camp. There's bad spirits in the camp. There's people discouraged in the camp. There's people ready to give up in the camp. There's people ready to throw up their hands and quit. And we ought to stand up and say, I'll go after that devil. I want to help my brother. I want to help my sister. I have been clicking from the dead. We are in this together. This ain't about big eyes and little U's. It's all about a bride of Jesus Christ working for one common goal, and that is to tear the kingdom of darkness down. Woo! I'd say Holston will get a lot of draws from this church next year. Amen. What is it, friends? Quickened from the dead. A revelation of a living God. This ain't a morgue this morning. We ain't here passing out embalming fluid. We are here passing out new wine of the Holy Ghost. We are here this morning preaching about a God that can save. We're here this morning talking about a God that can heal cancer. We're here this morning talking about a God that can do anything. You know why? Because Buddha's still in the grave. Muhammad's still in the grave. Islam's religion is dead. But Jesus Christ got up out of the grave. He is not here, for he is risen this morning. So come see the place where the Lord lay. Oh, hallelujah. The sun is up this morning, church. We are alive this morning. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. Forgive me if I'm embarrassing you.
I just got something to be happy about. I've got the greatest message that's ever hit the face of the earth. And guess what? It's been revealed to me and to you. Remember, it says a strange thing everywhere Jesus says there's a lot of noise. I heard somebody say one time, Brother Andrew, I've read the Bible, and I don't see anywhere in the Bible where Jesus acted emotional. Well, I'll give you that. But everybody touched it. Everybody he touched got happy. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This morning I ask you if you can hear this word of God and sit there and say, this bores me to death. I wish he'd hurry up. I'm just going to endure church this morning instead of enjoying. I ask you, have you been touched this morning? Because if you've been touched this morning, you got a right to praise God. If you've been touched this morning, you got a right to thank God. If he healed you of cancer, you ought to be thankful. If he saved your son, you ought to be thankful. If he gave you the Holy Ghost, you ought to be thankful. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. My Bible says, and we are the sons and daughters of God. We are the sons and daughters of the King. We ought to conduct ourselves. Our reputations is nothing on the earth, but it wants to be in heaven where we want ours. Amen. Remember, says the church today isn't needing power. It's needing faith to operate the power that it has. He said, you've had so much embalming fluid pushed into you. He says, pushed into you till you say the days of miracles is past. That's always funny to me. Because people say the days of miracles is past, but then they need a miracle. And for some... and for some odd reason, all of a sudden, they're not past anymore. Well, amen. It's a truth, friends. You know, well, the days of miracles is past. Glory to God, nobody ought to get happy in church anymore. The same people that say that, when they first heard that this message, they acted like a bunch of Pentecostals. You know why? They were happy. Listen, friends. Amen. We're not trying to strike up Pentecost of 1906. Brother Branham said Pentecostalism will not put a bride in a rapture. But the original upper room Acts 2:38 experience of the Holy Ghost is what this bride don't want. It's what she needs. A lot of people don't want it because they're ashamed of it. But I need it this morning because they didn't get some sensation. They didn't get some emotion. They got a faith. They got a revelation of who Jesus Christ was, and it anchored them. I was reading back there before I come out where Brother Branham was talking about hybrids in the church age book. Brother Branham says the most hybrid we've had around for a long time is a mule. And he said that mule is a cross between a horse and a donkey. Woo! I preached to a lot of them. They're a cross between a message and a Baptist. A cross between a Methodist and a Lutheran and a message and a Baptist, and they don't know what they are. They just know, I don't believe in all that stuff. Brother Branham said the mule can outwork the horse any day. The mule can outwork the donkey any day. But he said it can't reproduce itself. Oh, hallelujah, brother and sister, in this hour, amen, the denominational church world, they might be working works times 100 around us, but guess what? This is our day to get ready for a rapture. This is our day to come to the stature of a perfect man of who God has called us to be. This is our time, amen. We're not rallying around just God sent a prophet anymore. We are taking what the prophet said, and we are waiting for launch. We are waiting to leave this whole world. He said, the days of miracles is past in some old cold morgue with the icicles, the spiritual icicles hanging down with 90 below zero. That's cold. But Brother says, Paul Rader, a bosom friend of mine that wrote my theme song, Only Believe, when he was down yonder, he had just leaned his shoulder, his head over on the shoulder of my manager, Brother Baxter. He said he had been a great gallant man who had traveled the seas and overseas and everything. And he had gotten mixed up out yonder and got mixed up with some fundamentalists, and his message just worried him to death. Listen, he said that when he was dying, he was laying there in the room and near death was struggling up close. Friends, you don't have to live in fear. This man wasn't living in fear, because what I'm fixing to read you, Brother Branham says, was a man's victory. Brother Branham says, and here's the real victory of a man. He always was a great cut-up, Paul was, as many of you knew him. They had the quartet from the little Moody Bible Institute down there, and they had the shades all pulled down around the windows. They were creating an atmosphere of death. Woo! And Brother Branham said, we need a church of God on fire. Now, I'm not very smart, but I take what he said and I believe it. He said, we need a church on fire. Well, Brother Andrew, that, let's just leave it up to the preachers. Oh, no. Let's just leave it up to the deacons. Oh, no. He said, we need a church on fire. And I was studying here the other day and looking at some things about fire. And I come to find out we got a lot of spiritual message firefighters. Amen. Hallelujah anyhow. Amen. When a fire breaks out and you want to stop it, who do you call? I was fixing to see a black boy shout. Amen. Amen. What is it? You call the fire department because you want to put the fire out. And when a fire breaks out among the young people in churches, and when a fire breaks out among a church, there's a lot of spiritual firefighters. And they pull out that spiritual firefighting hose. Amen. And they pull out what they call a wet blanket. Come on, somebody. And they drag that wet blanket out and they see somebody that might have been hooked on drugs and they might have had a bad past, but the power of God got a hold of their soul and they begin to worship God. Maybe they had jumped for the devil, Brother Tyler. Maybe they had run around and done things wrong, but something struck their soul and they begin to thank God that I have been quickened, and somebody pulls out their wet blanket. Let's drown the fire out. If the only fire you've got is when Brother Harry's playing that organ, it needs to be drowned. If the only fire you've got is when these brothers are playing the music and somebody's up here singing a fast song, that's the only fire you got. It needs to be put out. And get a real fire lit, brother. It won't be lit by emotion. It won't be lit by sensation. But it'll be lit by the power of Almighty God, that when you're down in the valley, you can still say amen. When you don't feel like saying amen, you still say amen. When you don't feel like clapping your hands, you still clap them, because you are a real son of God on fire with the message of the hour. Hallelujah. You are on fire with the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You watch people. They say they're on fire. Let their favorite singer not be there. Well, when he sings, I shout. But when the rest of them... ain't got the right fire. Because if you got a fire, listen friends, if you got the real fire of God, it's like the brother said that time, there was a revival. Can I preach this morning? There was a revival broke out among his young people, and they begin to shout and they begin to praise God and they begin to read the message and get on fire for God and see this message for themselves. Every service they were praying and crying out to God, God, reveal yourself to me. Somebody come to him and said, won't you go out there and stop that stuff? He said, I didn't start it. Woo!
Hallelujah. He said, I didn't start it and I can't stop it. Let me say this morning, brother and sister, if the Holy Ghost of God, if the seed of God in your soul ever gets lit by the fire of Almighty God, discouragement won't put it out. Complexes won't put it out. That fire will engulf, because our Bible says our God is an all-consuming fire. I don't know about you this morning, but I say, God, consume me, Lord. God, consume me this morning, Lord. Woo!
Some people put up spiritual firewalls. Now, I guarantee in this building, there's some firewalls, but you can't see them. Oh, I guarantee you somewhere there's some firewalls in behind that wood and you cannot see them. You can sit there all day long and say, Lord, our God, there ain't no firewalls in this church. Can you see them? And a lot of people's got spiritual firewalls. They don't even know they're there. Preach, somebody. They don't even know they're there. When the power of God begins to move, they get mad. Y'all will make you glad. Well, glory. Spiritual firewalls. God don't want spiritual firewalls. God wants a church on fire. Remember, it says, and they had the shades all pulled down around the windows. When he was going, he raised up and looked. He said, he shook his head and he said, who's dying, you or I? So they send the quartet down there, Brother Daniel, to sing a song, and they pull the shades down and they cover. They make it real dark, and Paul Rader raises up. He's dying, and he looks at him and says, who's dying? You or me? Oh, Brother Dan, I love what he said next. He said, who's dying, you or I? Said, raise them curtains and sing me some good old lively resurrection gospel song. Hallelujah. Raise them curtains and sing me some good old-fashioned lively resurrection songs. Why wasn't he singing funeral songs? Because he wasn't planning to be in a funeral. He was planning a resurrection. Hallelujah. And I say this morning, church, we're not planning a defeat. We're not planning tribulation. We're planning rapture this morning. So we ought to sing some rapture songs. I'm one of them. When the redeemed are gathering in, I've been baptized in his name. We ought to be getting the spirit of rapture. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. I love him this morning. I don't know about you. By the way, some of you acting, you've been quickened. Oh my. So what is it this morning? This great man, Jesus, he walked among the living. He healed. He saved. He delivered. He cast out devils. He opened blinded eyes. He done many miracles. He done many works. He was their life. Amen. But there come a time that people got jealous. And they said, do away with this man. Crucify him. And they take him before Pilate. And Pilate says, over. I find no fault in him. You know why? Because there was no fault in him. Oh, hallelujah. There was no fault in this man, Christ Jesus. And they say, crucify him, do away with him. And they hang him on a rugged cross. This man, Brother Daniel, that did not come looking for nice things. He said, the foxes have holes. He says, but the Son of Man hath no place to lay his head. This man that worked among them, and all of a sudden they are tired. Come on, somebody. Amen. He's caused some confusion among the people. He's healed this person and he's healed that one. And they say, this man is Beelzebub. But how can the devil cast out the devil? Oh, come on, somebody. So they crucify him and they beat him. They make a mockery out of him. They spit till the spit run down out of his beard. They beat him with a cat of nine tails till the flesh actually come off of his back. Why did he do that? To redeem his sons and his daughters. And when it come time for God to make a way back, and he said there must be a sacrifice of sin for sins. And there must be a lamb chosen for a sacrifice. I'm glad God didn't choose a lamb like some people praise him. God didn't go out and choose some lamb that could hardly walk. He didn't go out and choose some lamb that was spotted and had blemishes. He chose a perfect. He chose a perfect lamb. And when this man, Jesus, and they put him in this tomb, and I'm hurrying, I promise. And they put him in this tomb, and he tells them, destroy this temple in 3 days. I'll quicken it again. In 3 days, there will be life back in this tabernacle. In 3 days, I will raise it up again. Amen. Listen, friends, if people can get excited about a bunch of young boys kicking a dead pig across a field, we ought to get excited that Jesus died for us. He was buried for us. He arose for us. And some golden daybreak, Jesus is coming back for us. Amen. If he looked up on us and said he's worth dying for, I believe he is worth living for. Amen. And they lay him in this tomb. I can imagine people partying. Woo, we've done away with him. He's gone. No more of this, this healing people. And I'll no more. We're done with him. And they even put somebody there to watch the doom. Hallelujah. But guess what? You can't kill life. Oh, brother, sister, you can't kill life. You can't kill eternal life. And he had eternal life, and he imparted that eternal life in me and you. And when he got up from the grave, oh, brother, sister, can't you see why Brother Branham said that when he got up from the grave, we got up with him. Because we were in him. We were there. Oh, friends, I'll say it like this. When he got up from the grave, we were with him. When he turned water into wine, we were with him. When he opened the blind eyes, we were with him. And they come seeking the living among the dead. Why seek ye the living among the dead? And I ask you this morning, why are people seeking life among dead denominations? Why are people leaving the very life of this hour and seeking life in a system that's dead? Amen. It's sad, friends. And I'll tell you something else that's sad is when people leave the revealed truth of this hour and they go out and they cut their hair and they put their pants on and they dress ungodly. And message people, look at them and say, you're beautiful. It's sad. When this very message that they used to stand for, that they stood together for, and now what they say is wrong is beautiful. Oh, I better hurry up and get out of here. Amen. It's sad that people are still seeking the living among the dead. But I want you to know this morning, the only life that's left in this earth is in the bride. It's in the word of this message. It is the power of this message. And if you want life this morning, I encourage you to seek Jesus. I encourage you this morning to seek the Holy Ghost. I encourage you this morning to come back to the word. Brother Branham teaches us, and it is the rising of the sun. Abraham says in Leviticus 23, 9 and 11, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, ye shall reap the harvest thereof. Ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. Now, Brother Branham begins to teach us, and it is the rising of the sun. Brother Branham teaches on the memorials and the feast. And he began to teach on this feast of sheaf waving. He says, notice, he begins to describe it. He says, it was the first corn of God's wheat that had been raised from the dead. God's first corn of wheat by God's quickening power. God had quickened his life, raised him up from the dead. And he was the first fruits of those that slept. He was the sheaf. Abraham says that's why he had to wave that sheaf, for it was the first one that come to maturity. The first one that come to maturity, that said, you can take this life and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. That was the waving of the sheaf, because he was the first one that come to maturity. Then he could stand there and say, because I live. Because I live, ye shall live also. Brother Branham says like this. We don't have time to go into this teaching on it, but he says that's why it had to be waved, for he was the first one that came to maturity, and it's waved as a memorial, the thanksgiving to God, believing that the rest would come. Oh my, he says it like this. He says, but this really was the first fruit of them that slept. He was waved over the promised seed that had promised life. He was waved over the promised seed that had promised life. Well, I had a promised seed. Did you? I had a promised seed, and I had a promised life. And when he waved that sheaf, Brother Bam said, he said, I believe it's spoken words, the original seed. Brother Bam says that all those seeds packed themselves up to the upper room. What were they waiting on, Brother Terry? They were waiting on the waving of the sheaf. What was the waving of the sheaf? It was the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And I don't know about you this morning. I won't be much longer. Bear with me just a few more minutes. But I'm tired of dead church. I'm tired of just coming and saying it was a good service. I'm tired of just coming and hearing some good songs. I want that same sheaf to be waved over me. I want that same God to wave his almighty presence and shower out a blessing upon us. Is that what you want this morning? That sun had to come up so that seed in the ground could come up. And I'm glad this morning that they put him in a tomb, and he was in that borrowed tomb for 3 days. But I am so glad on the third day he got up. And when he got up, I got up. And my seed has been clicking. I now have life. Hallelujah. I have been quickened. The sheaf has been waved. The dead traditions of churchianity is gone. Denominational spirits are gone. The sheaf has been waved. The sheaf has been waved. You can sit around all day long and make plans for missing a rapture. That's your business. But as for me, I don't worry about missing the rapture, because the rapture was made for me to make. I don't worry about things. You know why? Because I have anchored in Christ Jesus. On this solid rock I stand. All other ground is seeking stand. I have been quickened, brother, sister. I've got life this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Let me close with this. Abraham begins to talk about, he says, in the emancipation of the proclamation, January the 1st, 1863, when the slaves, the brethren and the sisters, the emancipation and proclamation was signed, that they could go free. Can I have just a few more minutes? That emancipation, I'll get it told in a minute. That emancipation of proclamation, it was signed so that the slaves could go free. when the emancipation was of the proclamation was signed. Brother Branham says they had been whipped and been beaten and so forth and been slaves, and we know that happened. He said in a certain morning, oh, I don't know about you, but I thank God for that certain morning. I thank God for that certain hour. I thank God for that certain time when God came to my seed and he quickened me and said, come out of that denomination. Come out of wherever you are. Come up higher. Come out of those gutters. Come up out of whatever your background was. Thank God for that certain morning. You know, sometimes in the Bible, things are not always named. This morning we're talking about didn't have a name. It was a certain morning. Jesus cried and said, it is finished. He didn't name what it is. He left that up to you. It is finished. So I ask you this morning, whatever it is, let it know it is finished. If it is cancer, it is finished. If it's sugar diabetes, it is finished. If it's high blood pressure, it is finished. If it's discouragement, it is finished. If it's complexes, it is finished this morning. I say this morning because it is finished. If it's doubt about missing the rapture, I say to you this morning, it is finished. Because I live, ye live also. And this certain morning he says that you're going to be free, and you'll be free at sunup. I know I'm crazy, but join me. Nobody likes to be drunk and be alone. Sun up, they're going to be free. When the sun rises. Y'all. Oh. Brother Terry, when the sun rises. I believe Brother Branham said the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And he said the message has come back to the Gentiles, but before long it's fixing to leave the Gentiles and go back to the Jews. But at sun up, oh hallelujah, at sun up, they could go free. The rest says, when the sun rises, all. So not some of them. All. Oh, hallelujah. All could go free. And I want you to take yourself this morning and put yourself in that all. He said those poor, decrepit, hard-beaten slaves were so anxious to be free. You mean they didn't act like church folks? We're just fixing to be free. Nothing, don't make a big deal about it. Oh no. Oh no. They were fixing to be free. Remember it says, until the strongest of them climbed way up on top of the hill. And the women and the weaklings, come on down. One not so quiet, so strong, climb down a little farther. And the women, then the children. And he says, and the great big huskies that was able to go all the way to the top, they stood there before the day. Hallelujah. Those, they were concerned about those that were in the valley. And I say this morning, brothers and sisters, we should be concerned about our brothers and sisters that are struggling. In the valley. And they made their way up to the top of the mountain. And they stood there before day. And they looked. And they looked until after a while. Maybe they got there at midnight. And they had waited 7 church ages. Maybe they got there real early that evening and they were just sitting there watching for that sun to come up. But it was so dark. They couldn't see the light of day. But they were standing on the mountain looking. And they were, the others were down in the valley. And Brother Branham says, and they looked until after a while, they begin to see the streaks. They begin to see the streaks of the sun rising. It was still dark in the valley. Oh church, I say to you this morning, you may still be in the valley this morning, but I want you to know the sun is risen. I want you to know this morning that the sun is risen.
It's not rising. Oh, hallelujah. It is risen. He said, and they related on down. One hollered from the top, "We are free." Oh, hallelujah. One hollered from the top, "We are free." All the way down to the valley. Next one hollered down, "We are free." How do you know we're free? The sun is up. How do you know we're free? Because the sign proclamation said, when the sun comes up, all slaves can go free. And I want you to know this morning, Happy Valley Church of Jesus Christ, the sun is risen and we are free this morning. We are free this morning. The sun is up. Why seek ye the living among the dead? We are free this morning. Stand to your feet with me this morning. The sun is up. We have been quickened from the dead. The sheaf has been waved. The dead tradition has fallen off. All the spirits of Laodicea are gone. We are free this morning. Hallelujah. The sun is up. The sun is up. Can you see it? The sun is up this morning. The sun is up this morning, church. They weren't playing with them. They weren't teasing them. This was a reality to them. The sun is up. Oh. Brother Skip, the sun was up. How do you know it's up? I see it. How do you know he's up this morning, brothers and sisters? Because he said, in a little while, and the world will see me no more, but ye shall see me, because I'll be with you. I'll not only be with you, I will even be in you until the coming. The sun is up this morning, church. We ought to rejoice. Quit seeking the living among the dead, because Jesus Christ died. He was buried. He arose, and the sun is up. And guess what? It's not just up, but it's coming back for us. Brother Benham says that was the S-U-N. Now, if the S-U-N had so much power, Brother Harry, to set a bunch of slaves free, to set them free, if the S-U-N had that much power, Brother Joel, what about the S-O-N? Brother Branham said it's a dual sunrising. He said the S-U-N is risen, but now the S-O-N is risen. And he's come back to quicken the promised seed to the promised life. Friends, this morning, when we leave here, we ought to be shouting to the devil, "Devil, I am free. I'm free from Baptist ideas. I'm free from creeds and dogmas. I'm free from doctrines. The sun has set me." Hallelujah, the sun has set me free this morning. I have seen the Lord's Christ this morning. The King is in the camp. The shout of victory is in the camp this morning. The Son, who the Son is set free, is free indeed. You ought to leave here this morning thankful, giving thanks to God that the Son is risen. Hallelujah. Oh. Brother Branham said when that sun rose, them belts fell off. They couldn't pick up a whip again. They didn't have to go back and plow again because they were free. Oh, friends, they weren't... Jesus, you're going to have to stop. They weren't just pushing it on. They weren't just saying, now you're free for a season, but this was once and for all. And I say, if you ever get the Holy Ghost, you won't get delivered of cutting your hair one time and go back to doing it again. If you ever get the real Holy Ghost, you won't get delivered of smoking one time and go back to smoking again. It will be once and for all. Because the pardon has been signed. Who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Oh, hallelujah. Can I borrow just 2 minutes, please? I'm sorry. Oh, I love him this morning. Oh. We are free all the way down to the valley. The sun's up. Listen, and I say this morning, no doubt they went through hard trials. No doubt they went through stressing times. No doubt they worked in those plantations for hours and days, Brother Harry, and they thought, we'll never be free. It's so dark. We'll never get out of this. But Brother Benham tells us a story. The darker it gets, that small light will shine that much stronger. The darker it is, the brighter the light. The darker Laodicea, the brighter this message, friends. I hope it gets so dark in Laodicea that all they can see is the message. Oh, hallelujah. I hope it gets so dark in Laodicea that the only light they see is the message of the hour. The only light they see that the sun is risen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Adam says this family got on a train and they went in this cavern and it was so dark down there. There was no light whatsoever. And Brother Bam said there was this little sister, and he types his little sister to the bride. And he said it got so dark down there, Brother Amos, that she began to scream. But there she began to scream because she was scared. There was no light. But her brother was standing by the message. Her brother was standing by the engineer that took him down. And she was screaming in fear, saying, oh, it's so dark, I'm scared. And all of a sudden, Brother Benham said her brother screamed out, little sis. Little sis, little sister, there is a man here who can turn on the light. There is a man here who can turn on the light. And Brother Branham says, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how dark it gets, friends, I want you to know if it gets so dark that they shut our doors. If it gets so dark, they say you can't pray no more. If it gets so dark, they take our message from us. I want them to know there is still a man here who can turn on the light. There is still a man here who can turn on the light in Laodicea. There is still a man here who can turn on the light. There is still a man can turn on the light. The sun is up. Well, if the sun's rising, I think we're rising up too. Sing it for us, buddy. All this worshiping this morning, friends. He's rising up. The sun is risen. He's already up. He got up from the grave. And this little bride, Brother Matthew, this little bride, she's rising and she's rising and she's rising till one day she's going to rise right on out of here. Lord. Sing it, brother.
As I look out across the land, I see God's mighty hand, a bride of Christ adorned in her wedding gown.
She's made herself ready.
Just like in the days of old, when they stood in courage bold, and they turned that old world upside down.
Listen here,
devil. We're rising up. We're rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. Rising up. Rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up.
That's us today, friends.
She's rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. She's rising up.
We're rising up.
Rising up.
Because the sun is risen today.
There's a New Testament church rising up. Now the Bible plainly tells how the Holy Ghost fell. Signs and wonders were done by the apostles' hands. Demon spirits were cast out. In a jail they sang and shout while surrounded by God's holy angel band. But if you think it's all long gone, all God's miracles are done, I have some good news to bring to you.
In
these last days, he'll pour of his spirit more and more. Like a mighty eagle, your strength he'll renew. Rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church. If you think it's all long gone, all the miracles are done, I have some good news to bring to you.
Amen.
In these last days, he'll pour of his spirit more and more. Like a mighty eagle, your strength he'll renew. Rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church. Living church, and we're rising up.
Glory to God. Glory to God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, let his name be praised. We're rising up, church. We're not going down defeated. We're not going down beat down. We're rising up. Because he lives, we live also. Oh my. The sun is up this morning. If they say they don't need more miracles, don't believe them. Amen. They don't need more signs and wonders, don't believe them. Because it wasn't them doing it. It was the acts of the Holy Ghost. And if he ever done it, he'll do it again. You say, Brother Andrew, I wonder if God really heals people. Here, just back 4 or 5 months ago, I was up in Richmond, Virginia preaching, and a brother come up to me in the prayer line, and he said, Brother Andrew, I've been to 3 doctors, and they all say I have sugar diabetes, and I've got to go on a pump, and they're telling me my blood pressure's way high. It's, I believe he said 200 or 300 or 400 maybe. He said it was really high. And he said, they're telling me I've got to go to another specialist tomorrow, and they're going to put me on the pump, and they're going to get my blood sugar and all this set up. But he said, I want to go in there, and the doctor take a test and say, why are you even in my office? That's what he said. Why are you even in my office? I said, brother, I'm going to pray, but it's not going to be my prayer. It's going to be the prayer of Almighty God that's going to touch you and going to heal you. And I was fixing to leave that night to come home. And he said, brother, I'll call you and let you know. What so happened, I ended up standing over and preaching that Wednesday night. And he stood up in the back and he said, I want to testify. Can I testify? And the brother said, yes. And he said, you know, I went to the specialist, the sugar diabetes specialist, to get my blood checked or to get the pump put on. And he said, when I walked in, he took the test. And he looked at me and he said, why are you here? That's the God I serve, friends. That's the God that's alive and well. That's the God right here this morning. That's the God to save. That's the God to heal. The sheep has been weighed. You can rise up this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let's bow our heads together this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for truth in this hour, God. For so many years, the world has looked for truth. They've looked for some new denomination. They've looked for some new group. They've looked for some new organization to rise up. But Lord, the bride is rising up. And Lord, we're rising up and we're rising up till we're fixing to leave this place.
Heavenly Father, I pray today for every person here today, God. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God has ministered to their needs in some way today, Father. Lord, I pray that they would see that they don't have to be just somebody that comes to church and sits on a pew. They are lively stones. And lively stones have been quickened. And they're active. Oh God, I pray you would help us to be active today, Lord. Lord, help us to read our Bibles and study this message and pray and listen to tapes, Lord, and be active like never before, God. For truly the hour is coming, Lord, when the squeeze is coming and the pressure is getting harder and harder. But at the same time, the more pressure comes, the more God is just getting us ready to leave. Lord, I was reading the other day about a space shuttle or some type of aircraft or something. I can't remember. But Lord, I remember reading and they said that the thing cannot launch until the pressure gets right. And I begin to think about this little bride, Lord. We can't launch and leave until the pressure just gets right. And God says, this world ain't fit for you no more. The sun is up. I'm up. Now it's time for you to come up. Hallelujah. Lord, we long for that day, God. When the chains of discouragement and the chains of complexes and fears and doubts, the doubt barrier, Lord, that sits around many people and it's like a fence around them. They want to press forward. They want to move into what God has, but they're just afraid because they're afraid of this or they're afraid of that. They're afraid of what somebody might say. They want to step forward. They want to give their life back to God. They want to do the right thing, but they're just afraid. I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ by the shed blood of Calvary, Lord, as our prophet said, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now dwelling in us. I pray that same spirit would come today, Lord, and would break every barrier, would break every chain, would the power of God would just flow through every person's life here today, God. Lord, I pray for a refilling of the Holy Ghost in every heart, Lord, and every life, God. If there be anybody here today, Lord, that has not received it, I pray this would be the day that they would receive the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord. They may say, well, I didn't feel nothing, but you never said we would feel it. You said, did we believe it, Lord? Because many times we don't feel like we're saved, but we know we're saved by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Lord, the sun is up this morning, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you today, God. May we never be ashamed to be identified with our sacrifice. May we never be ashamed to be identified with this message. May we never be ashamed, Lord. May we rise to the full potential that God has called us to. For Lord, your prophet said when they waved that sheaf, they got the first seed of maturity. That was the first seed that came to maturity. They took that seed and they waved it. They were not waving it guessing. They were waving it in faith believing, seeing the potential of that seed of what it would bring of the rest of them. And Lord, when your spirit waved across us, it quickened seed in Texas. It quickened seed in China. It quickened seed all over the place. What's it doing? It's bringing us to our rightful position. We love you today, Lord. May you get all honor and glory out of this service today, God. May every person leave encouraged, Father. I pray you would just bless every person here today, God. Open up the windows of heaven, God, and pour them out a blessing. They would have not room enough to receive, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Do you love him today? Is he real to your heart? Is he real to your life? Oh, I don't know about you, but the sun is up and I'm fixing to go up. You realize what we felt here this morning, the power of God? That's body changing power, friends. That's rapture power. We're getting ready to leave here. Do you love him today? If you need prayer today, come. We'll pray for you. Can I just say this? Many times the devil convinces people that they're just in the way. He says, you're just in the way. And in reality, he is telling the truth. Because you are in the way. You're in his way. And you know what? As long as you're in his way, stay in it. Praise God right in front of him. Say amen. We don't feel like it right in front of him. And say, devil, I am in your way. I'm standing on God's promise. And guess what? I'm not getting out of your way. God bless you, friends. If you need prayer, come. We'll pray for you. Brother Harry, sing something, brother.
Daystar.
Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you'll open up the door. Let your word speak through me. Show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be your witness. You can take what's wrong, make it right. Daystar, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Let's sing it together one time. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Daystar, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. You're dismissed this morning. Remember, no service Wednesday night. What's wrong? You made it right. Yes, you did, Lord. Daystar, shine down on me. Let your love shine through.